Mr. Protection.
What are you doing?
Well, as you and Charlie haven't caught any fish...
We thought that the fish trap in your survival guide might work better.
So, the fish come in here with the tide and they get trapped when the tide goes out.
That's the theory. We can test it. It's worth a try. I'll help you set up the trap. But don't forget that invention rhymes with protection.
Here we go again. He needs to control everything we do.
It's important to have the right equipment. Survival gloves to protect my hands. Banana leaves to protect my abdomen and back. And something to protect my articulations. This moss will be perfect. I'll put some in my ears too for noise protection. Oh, and survival glasses to protect my eyes. So, what do you think? 100% protected.
You're right, Alex. There's no chance of you getting injured. But while you were dressing up as Mr. Protection, we finished the trap.
What? I can't hear anything because of my ear protections.
Stormy weather.
Are you serious, Alex? Do you really think this is the moment to organise a party?
What are you talking about? This balloon and straw are not party decorations. I'm making a barometer.
Ah, to tell what the temperature is?
No, that's a thermometer, Fraser. A barometer tells you what the weather is going to be like.
And that's all you need to make your barometer?
Yes. I cover this container with the balloon, which creates a zone of neutral pressure. Then I attach the straw using some glue.
Isn't that the straw that Dieter found on the beach?
Yes. And as it's light, it will amplify the movements of the membrane. So, when the pressure increases, the balloon is sucked down and the straw points towards good weather. But when the weather is bad, the straw points to the clouds. Look, you can see that there's a lot of pressure, so I can predict that there's a storm coming soon, Fraser.
I'm fed up! Fed up! Fed up! How can I drink my coconut water now? Who took my straw?
Wow. Your barometer works perfectly, Alex. It predicted Dieter's stormy mood.
Yes, well, Dieter's bad moods are very predictable.